With SRN News, I'm John Scott. We're finding out more about the man who killed three people at CDC headquarters on Friday. Correspondent Julie Walker gives us the information on this troubled individual.
A Georgia man who blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal has been identified as the shooter who opened fire late Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta, killing a police officer. The 30-year-old man, identified as Patrick Joseph White, was armed with five guns, according to an official speaking on condition of anonymity. He died during the incident. White also tried to get into the CDC's headquarters, but was stopped by guards before driving to a pharmacy across the street and opening fire. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has maintained Moscow's uncompromising demands in Ukraine, raising fears he could use a planned summit with President Trump this week to coerce Kyiv into accepting an unfavorable deal. The two leaders meeting this week in Alaska, Ukraine, reportedly will not take part in that summit. The Trump administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana has sparked a backlash. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the latest in this report.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved. And IndyCar asked that its intellectual property not be used. But DHS officials said they won't stop promoting the nickname. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. A fight is brewing over a United Nations treaty.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child does not mention abortion, but the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child thinks that it should. The committee is trying to add language to the treaty that would require signatories to agree to make sure that underage girls can get an abortion. That would be a non-starter for many countries with pro-life laws and might undermine the treaty entirely. Representatives of Argentina have already said no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the United States will not let men steal trophies from women at the 2028 Olympics. The IOC is still considering the matter. This is SRN News. Michigan's governor trying to convince President Trump to change course on tariffs that affect the auto industry.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer met privately this week with President Donald Trump about how the automotive industry is being hurt by his tariffs. She told Trump that economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in Michigan, a state that helped deliver him to the White House in 2024. According to people familiar with the private conversation, Trump offered no specific comments, but White House spokesman Kush Desai says no other president has taken a greater interest in restoring American auto industry dominance than President Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
Delta Airlines says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta. The wing of the plane reportedly made contact with an empty aircraft. Passengers were transferred to another plane. No injuries were reported. More details at srnnews.com.